You know, the world is a vastly different place today than it has ever been. And we are not always getting the true information about what is happening. But ThreeWorldWars.com is the only site that presents the truth, not some emotion-laden theories and rants. Events taking place in today's world are enormously complex, with a seriously convoluted tangle of interrelated and unrelated occurrences happening simultaneously. Just to sift through the maze and the ongoing issues in some form of a logical manner is a challenge itself. All you need to do is sign up for a free newsletter that provides a sense of sanity amidst a sea of confusion and panic. And this is only at ThreeWorldWars.com, owned by Michael Hawks.
The fruits are grown in chaos, distrust, and economic depression. A weary populace can seek peace only from the solutions they offer. They have worked until suicide has become so common that it generally calls forth no legitimate investigation. They have used the courts, the judges, the medical profession, and even the Constitution to further their ends. America now has over 1 million of its citizens in prison for political crimes. So who are they? And how long have they been at this? Psychopolitical Warfare is a 70-page color cover booklet that describes the strategy and tactics behind psychopolitics. Psychopolitics is only $10 from The American Voice. Go to www.theamericanvoice.com or call 541-826-9050. That's 541-826-9050 for ordering information. We've all heard that times are tough all over. However, some Americans have been hit harder than others. The homeless and disadvantaged need the same things we all need. So please consider donating what you can to Messiah's Branch Ministry. Messiah's Branch Ministry operates a mission in Wichita, Kansas that cares for the homeless and disadvantaged. If you would like to help Americans who are suffering through hard times, please consider donating to Messiah's Branch. You can do so on their website at www.messiahsbranch.org. That's www.messiahsbranch.org. Or you can email to elem@kans.com. That's elem@kans.com. Or call 620-878-4682. 620-878-4682. Welcome to the Messiah's Branch Broadcast, a one-hour prophecy program on the American Voice Radio Network, featuring Pastor Dan of Messiah's Branch Ministry. And now, here's Pastor Dan.
Greetings, saints, and welcome to the Messiah's Branch Prophecy Hour. We're broadcasting live from the Flint Hills of Kansas, of course, and we're on the American Voice Radio Network. First, a few notes. Let's make sure you have your pins handy at 650 so you can get our guest web and his contact information, also phone number. He'll also give you information at that time about books that he might have to sell or anything else he wishes to give to you or so you can buy. Also, we have a station break at about 6:27, so we wind down about 6:27 and we're gone for a few minutes. And during that time, you'll hear a couple of commercials, but you'll also hear a song by Brother Ben. If you wish that CD, any kind of donation will get it as long as it covers postage. We do an end-time newsletter mailed out by snail mail. It's time. We're sending out right now. We've sent out issue 126. That's a monthly issue, so it's been going a long time. We just ask that you pray about a donation for printing and postage, but we'll send you the first one freely, and if you want on the list, there's information inside how to stay on the list. We offer CDs from this or any of our radio programs. We encourage you to get them to share with others that might not listen to a computer, because you can put these in any kind of DVD player and they will play. And you can have them by donating for their cost and postage. Somewhere in the first-class mail is not first-class, but priority mail is 285 CD a couple of bucks, you're talking about, hey, a donation maybe $7. Saints, I encourage you to help support our mission to the homeless and poor in Wichita. It's getting winter. We need all kinds of things for them, coats, blankets, everything, you name it, let alone the holidays are coming up. And so I just pray that you would support us during this holiday period that's coming up, and because also our donations go down during that time because everybody spends a lot of money on these next two holidays. But we will be giving them a Thanksgiving dinner. If you wish to help out with money for the Thanksgiving dinner to make it better for them, you can donate online by PayPal or send us a check. You can find all that from our website. I was blessed with the money to get my book published, which is coming out now. The book is called Love Thy Neighbor. It's a must-read book for the body of Messiah in these end times. I'll let you know when it becomes available, and it will be listed on Amazon.com. This is my first book. I wrote many other things, but this is my first book. The money made off this book will go towards helping our ministry to the poor and to our radio ministry. But Saints, this book contains a message the body of Messiah needs right now, and that is my biggest concern, is getting it out there. So praise the Lord. Saints, the world is in turmoil. Most do not realize it, but we are in the time of the end. It's time to come out of Babylon and look to the holy city. Look to the one who suffered and died for you. Please make this choice tonight. If you need any help after the program, call me and I'll pray with you. If you get the machine, leave your name, number, and your prayer request or message. My phone number is 620-878-4682. 620-878-4682. You may also use that phone number to order anything we've been talking about. My email address is ELCM, that's like Eternal Life Christian Ministries, at messiahsbranch.org. Messiahsbranch.org is our website. You can go over there and find all the information to contact us. Now, it's time for a prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, in Yeshua HaMashiach's name I pray, I ask that what comes out on this program is what you want to come out, and that you anoint our guests. And so I know that what's going to come out tonight is what you want to come out by your Holy Spirit. And we thank you for our time with the world this week. In Yeshua's name, amen. Tonight's guest is the author of 45 popular books at last count. He is an internationally recognized scholar in the fields of theology and apologetics. He is the executive director of Research and Education Foundation, an organization dedicated to researching issues which affect not only the future of the Christian church, but also Western thought and cultures. One of his most popular books is The Islamic Invasion. He has also recently wrote a new book on the Masons. I think he already had one published, but he has a new book out on the Freemasons, and it's supposed to be the subject matter for tonight. But being an expert on Islam, I've asked him first to speak a little bit about France and what's going on. And so I now welcome Dr. Morey.
Well, Baruch Hashem HaMashiach.
Well, praise the Lord. I was wondering if we was going to be able to get through to you, but the Lord arranged it. I don't believe in coincidence. I believe in divine appointments. And you have a divine appointment tonight to enlighten the people, my brother, Dr. Morey.
Well, it's my pleasure to be with you, dear brother, in Messiah's name.
Praise the Lord. Like I said, we was going to first, we'd been planning this for a few weeks to talk on Masons, which I really do want to talk about because I believe it's very highly important. But I have in my grasp an expert on Islam, and this thing going on in France, I think it's being underreported, and maybe you could shed some light on this for us.
Well, I wrote a book that came out in 1989 called Islamic Invasion. It is now in 9 languages. And in this book, I simply said, based upon my research, the oil money that the Saudis have received, every time you fill up your gas tank, brother, you're giving money to the Saudis.
Right.
They stated in their magazines and conferences, we are going to take over Europe by sending our young men because, like in Sweden, Scandinavia, these are low population centers, and the Europeans, with their birth rate, mm-hmm. are not only zero population growth, But minus even the Italians, which, you know, the Italians claim to be, you know, amore, great lovers.
Right.
They are producing so few babies in Europe that Europe is dying. As a result, they advertised in Egypt, in Turkey, in Algeria, we will give you a free passage. We will give you an airline ticket. As a result, 30 million. I documented this in the book.
30 million?
30 million Muslims have migrated to what was the Christian West.
Oh, my.
The end result, well, even I'll take Australia. Australia had a very strict policy of immigration, and it was basically English-speaking, white, Anglo-Saxon. They began to take in other Europeans until the at that point in the 1974, there were approximately, oh, maybe 20, 30,000 Muslims in the entire country of Australia.
Right.
Today, there are more Muslims, for example, in Victoria than Baptists, more than evangelical Christians. The floodgates were open. The Saudis have sent them by the tens of thousands. There's a new book all of your listeners should get by Bat Yor, B-A-T, Hebrew word for daughter.
Right.
Yor, Y-E-O-R. I know her. She's a little petite Israeli. The name of the book, Eurobia. So instead of Europe, Eurabia, Eurabia. Instead of Arabia or Europe, it's Eurabia. By the year 2050, all of Europe will be over 50% Muslim just by immigration and birth rate. Now, France, trying to be tolerant and liberal, opened its doors to the Muslims. And as a result, 20% of the population of France is now Muslim. They are doing two things. One, they inhabit their own towns. They get together in their own ghettos. They're not interested in becoming French.
Right.
They retain their clothes, their shops, their language, their religion. And number two, they want to marry and impregnate as many French girls as they can. I even documented in the early 90s, the International Muslim Student Fellowship had a policy of impregnation.
Mm-hmm.
They said, for example, if we send enough Arab men to Scandinavia, Denmark, Sweden, Finland, they will get pregnant, all of these silly Scandinavian women who were tired of blonde European men, and they want dark eyes, a dark, swarthy, you know,
right,
dark, handsome. And within a short time, we will be the majority. Well, this is what's happened in France. Before the year 2050,
right,
the Muslims in France have risen up and said, we, number one, we're taking over now. The imams have been preaching in the mosque. You're not getting this through the media here, but I'm getting it from my contacts
in
Europe.
Yeah, we're not getting any of this. Let's go
on. The imams are demanding that France give them sections of the nation which will become Islamic countries run by the mullahs and Islamic law and will become terrorist bases.
Okay. Let me say one little thing. You know, we aren't getting that, but you know, people have been joking, picking on Bush lately and saying, okay, now it's time to give France a Palestinian state, but basically that's what they're trying to do, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. And see, this happened once before. The jihad, and this is documented in a book entitled Jihad by Paul Fregosi.
Right.
Where he documents how that the Muslims began to emigrate into Europe as a form of jihad.
Right.
And the armies were stopped by Charles Martel at Tours. But they began simply to walk in and take over until King Ferdinand and Queen Isabella, the ones who sent Columbus to the New World,
right,
realized they had to drive these Muslims out of Europe.
Right.
Through Gibraltar back to Africa. And that's what El Cid was about. So the Europeans took the tough love measure and said, look, you will not assimilate. You're trying to destroy us. So the time is come. Heave ho, it's time to go. So Queen Isabella and Ferdinand physically, militarily drove the Muslims out of Europe.
Right.
And that solved the problem. But we live in a day and age of political correctness.
Right.
And they're trying, the European media press is saying, well, these people who are rioting over 300 cities now have rioting. It's going into Germany. There are now three cities in Holland.
Right.
Where the majority are Muslims. The majority. The police cannot control them. They can't
right.
speak Arabic. So the end result is that the people are not being told this is a religious jihad fomented by religious leaders in all of these mosques saying it is time to take over Europe. Why wait for 2050? The French are weak. They don't have any courage, any backbone. Let's begin to take over Germany because of over a million Turks there. Let's begin to take over in Scandinavia. You remember they killed the descendant of Van Dyck,
right.
slaughtered him on his bicycle. They shot the politician that was going to run against them.
Right.
And Brigitte Bardot, remember her, the sex symbol, Brigitte Bardot?
Oh, sure, sure.
Well, you know, she was arrested and fined because she said, France is for the French. It's time to get rid of these Muslims. They are destroying France. There will be no France. They
right.
fined her $2,000.
That wasn't my. Let me say this. So, are we seeing? Do you think, in your opinion, are we going to see a chain reaction? Is this going to just start spreading on out from France?
Oh, it already has.
It already
it's
has.
It's in Germany. They're fomenting. In England, there was a riot in Birmingham. Get this, Bedford, where John Bunyan spent most of his time in jail because of the Catholics.
Right.
Bedford is now overwhelmingly Muslim. The new mayor was sworn in with his hand on the Quran. The first act that he did was to make it illegal to preach the gospel on the streets of Bedford, England.
Wow.
Christians now will go to the same jail that Bunyan was in. Now,
incredible.
This is the difference between Christianity for the tough-minded. If I were living there,
right,
I would go and preach and wait for them to arrest me and make as big a noise as I could.
Right, right, correct.
But the Christians are weenies. See,
yeah,
you know, I talk about bombing Mecca, blowing up the Kaaba as the final answer, and it's in my book, Winning the War Against Radical Islam. Tommy Franks, like, do you know, remember General Tommy Franks?
Sure I do.
And he got fired because at a news release, he liked my book. He said, you know, if they don't stop, we're going to bomb Mecca. Bush fired him.
Too much political incorrect.
You see. And see, we live in a day and age in which people do not want to hear the truth. But, you know, Europe is gone. We've lost Europe, brother.
Yeah,
they don't
that.
Have the guts to throw these Muslims out. What they need to do is throw them out.
Right, correct.
Give them a one-way ticket back to Egypt, Algeria, Lebanon. Throw them out. Say, hey, all of you from Turkey are going back to Turkey, and with your kids, you're going back.
Right.
But they're not going to do it. And because they won't, there will be no Europe by the year 2050.
Well, for me, it doesn't. From what you've just said, it doesn't sound like it's going to take till 2050.
No, no. Now, the Muslims have said by the year 2020, they will take over the United States. Now, I got on 700 Club,
right.
international television,
right,
and revealed this, and boy, did it create a storm. I haven't been back on 700 Club. They were criticized for letting me speak and blah, blah. But, you know, I was telling my staff, I predicted this stuff in 1989,
right.
but I was too far ahead, and they called me a crackpot.
Right.
Now that it's happening, they can't remember that I did predict it. So I can't win for losing.
Isn't that the way it goes, though, my brother?
Yeah.
I read your books, the ones you sent me on Islam, and, you know, everything that you said, and like you say, the book was published a time ago, it's all coming to pass.
Oh, I'm afraid to say the United States, you're going
to
see it here. It's already started. You know that the Muslims have said to take over the United States, number one, the Saudis will offer millions of dollars to all of our universities to begin to teach Islam.
Right.
Harvard Divinity is now going to teach Islam. Yale, Princeton, Vanderbilt University has just announced they've accepted Saudi money, and they're going to begin to teach Islam. University of Arkansas. Number two, they're going to build student Muslim centers in all the main universities here in California,
right.
Irvine, University of California, Irvine. The Muslims have built a three-story student center next to the university, plush, pool tables, you name it, to accommodate the conversion of students.
Right.
Number three, they're going to get the public schools to hand out Qurans and teach Islam. Well, they're doing that in California.
Yeah, they're doing that already.
Next is they're going to promote Christian groups who teach replacement theology. That is, God has no further use of Israel.
Right.
Christianity has nothing to do with Judaism in the Old Testament. And Christians should be for the Palestinians and against the Jews.
Well,
and they are doing this. They're handing money to the preterists and other prophecy groups that are going against Israel. They're getting Muslim money.
Well, I believe that. You know, I can't remember which evangelical church just recently did that, but they turned against the Jews now. They were totally against the Jews and for the Palestinian people. And, you know, which it just blew me away. I couldn't believe it that we're here. You know, Christians that are saying that.
Oh, yes.
There's a very large problem here.
Well, they've even paying seminaries. Fuller Theological Seminary was given $1 million if they promised not to convert Muslims and to teach that Christianity and Islam worship the same God.
$1 million.
I documented this on my website. People went to Fuller, and Fuller had to admit it was true. They have been paid off. They have sold out.
Well, I can't see how the Lord can look on America and bless us with that going on.
Well, we're going to have to fight, those of us who have a brain.
Right.
And this is why we've started the California Biblical University. I'm establishing. I have a Ph.D. in Islamic studies.
Right.
Two other doctorates. Written 47 books, and I'm establishing the foremost Islamic studies department. And we're going to wreak havoc and mayhem by the grace of God, and we're going to teach preachers the truth about Islam.
Amen. I will push that forward as much as I can to talk about that. With you pushing that forward, so is the university already open?
Yes, it is. They can, you know, faithdefenders.com. Our catalog is there. The doors are open. God gave us a wonderful campus. We just had it appraised. It's worth $9.2 million.
Well, praise the Lord.
And you can look at it, a facility, the lectures, and it all can be done through the Internet.
Really?
Yeah, you could get your, and the state of California, get this, has certified us to get bachelor's and master's in apologetics.
Really?
Yes.
Well, so you're totally accredited, and we need to really advertise your university. We need to wake some people up.
Yes, with no compromise, no sellout, no retreat, utterly Bible-believing, fundamental Christian, and someone has to do it. There's nothing left in Southern. We have John MacArthur. He does it.
Right.
And then you had David Jeremiah way down south. We're in the middle between the two.
Right.
So there's three of us who are holding out for the truth. Places like Biola, they're
right.
Gone. Fuller, they're gone. All of these places are teaching evolution and all the rest of it.
Right. Yeah, Pat Robertson even was on the air. He's been pretty controversial lately. He told a whole city today that they were, they lost God's grace, and next time they, have a disaster there. They need to pray to Darwin because they voted out the city council that was for creationism,
mm-hmm.
you know. But anyway, praise the Lord. There just seems that there's not that many pastors with backbone. Do you believe that's because of their teaching or just because they're being politically correct?
You've got two things happening. Number one, the public school education brainwashes the kids as they grow up to be politically correct. And then in my book, Fearing God. Now, did we send you that book?
No, I am.
Oh, well, please, would you call the 1-800-41-TRUTH and ask them to send you a copy?
Okay.
I talk about the feminization of Christianity, beginning with the Transcendental Movement in the 19th century. There, among the liberals decided that Christianity was too masculine,
mm-hmm.
that God was a God to be feared. So the first thing they did was emasculate, castrate God the Father and Jesus. That's when these little portraits came out of a very pale Jesus, very womanly hair.
Right.
They
right.
began to do hymns. Oh, Jesus, you're my lover.
Right.
Let me kiss you on the lips. And making it a sweet, sticky Jesus who would never do anything. So they feminized, they got rid of hell, they got rid of God as a God of judgment, they reduced Jesus basically to a homosexual affair, and they feminized preaching, they feminized the hymns. The end result, any pastor who has cojones is viewed as mean and nasty, and we should be tender
Well, people sure need to read
loving.
About that. I don't mean to cut you off, my brother, but we're right going into break time, and when we come back, we'll just keep talking with you. You're such
Amen.
A blessing to be on the air. We'll be back in a few minutes, folks.
Pastor Dan will be right back. We've all heard that times are tough all over. However, some Americans have been hit harder than others. The homeless and disadvantaged need the same things we all need. So please consider donating what you can to Messiah's Branch Ministry. Messiah's Branch Ministry operates a mission in Wichita, Kansas that cares for the homeless and disadvantaged. If you would like to help Americans who are suffering through hard times, please consider donating to Messiah's Branch. You can do so on their website at www.messiahsbranch.org. That's www.messiahsbranch.org. Or you can email to elem@kans.com. That's elem@kans.com. Or call 620-878-4682. 620-878-4682. Can your family survive a food shortage lasting 2 weeks, 6 months, or maybe longer? Sound far-fetched? We live in precarious times. There is an ever-increasing possibility of food shortages caused by terrorist attacks, natural disasters, truck strikes, or monetary collapse. You owe it to yourself and family to prepare, and you can by getting a supply of our long-storing, freeze-dried, and dehydrated foods. Our foods are time-tested to store for decades, require a minimum of time and energy to prepare while maintaining superior nutritional value, freshness, and taste. Our foods were designed for the space program and are in constant use today by our own nuclear submarine service. Contact the Freeze Dry Guide today at freezedryguy@lanset.com. That's freezedryguy@lanset.com. Or call 530-265-8333. 530-265-8333. And let them know you heard it on American Voice Radio. The fruits are grown in chaos, distrust, and economic depression. A weary populace can seek peace only from the solutions they offer. They have worked until suicide has become so common that it generally calls forth no legitimate investigation. They have used the courts, the judges, the medical profession, and even the Constitution to further their ends. America now has over 1 million of its citizens in prison for political crimes. So who are they? And how long have they been at this? Psychopolitical Warfare is a 70-page color cover booklet that describes the strategy and tactics behind psychopolitics. Psychopolitics is only $10 from The American Voice. Go to www.theamericanvoice.com or call 541-826-9050. That's 541-826-9050 for ordering information.
Size Branch Prophecy Hour radio program, and we're on the American Voice Radio Network. Tonight, this is Pastor Dan, and tonight we have on with us, we're lucky to have on with us, Dr. Robert Morey, and he is telling us all about, we talked about France and the Muslims, and we was just talking about the liberalization getting into the colleges.